The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it's Tuesday. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing fairly well. I hope you are staying safe and healthy.
Hanging in there tight, I tell you. It's good news to hear some of the governors starting to talk about reopening things so that people can get back to work.
I never thought that New York would be one of the first governors to start talking about reopening, but that is fantastic news, and that means that we are just close behind. So, you know, we've been hanging in there. We've been doing everything we can to flatten the curve and save as many lives as possible, and it's about time to get back to work, and I'm very excited about that.
Yep, as is everyone. Congressman, there are reports from the Wall Street Journal that there have been 550,000 loans worth about $141 billion approved under the PPP program. The National Federation of Independent Businesses says about 70% of small businesses have now applied for some type of emergency assistance. Both of these reports say, though, that money isn't flowing yet. Can you give us any update on when these businesses will be able to expect to start getting the checks?
So $200 billion has actually gone out the door. So it has been deposited in the bank accounts. The loans have been processed, but there are still tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of loans that are still being processed. So, $360 billion was initially appropriated. So more than half of that is gone. The question becomes, when will Congress act to appropriate additional money? And essentially the idea is to appropriate another $250 billion to make sure that everyone that has applied is able to get some money. And I think that's going to occur this week or next week, largely because the program will run out this week or next week.
Wow. And there's so many more small businesses out there that have a need. So now this is the bill that, of course, the Democrats had some issues with, right?
Well, they don't have issues with the bill. They just want to add a bunch of ridiculous things to get something because they have leverage. And, I mean, you know, we all remember the $25 million for the Kennedy Center, which is ridiculous. And then they laid off all of their employees, which is even more ridiculous. But, you know, there's always opportunity in a crisis, and Democrat leadership will not let anything go to waste.
Yep. So, but you think you guys will be able to, that something will be done because there are still a lot of small businesses out there that have not been approved or haven't even applied yet for whatever reason, but you think that there will be enough money to meet all the needs?
The number that has been discussed is an additional $250 billion, and that money, I can't imagine, will not be appropriated. The Senate is not the problem. The House, which is obviously controlled by the Democrats, is more challenging because the Speaker has more leverage. But, you know, either we appropriate this money and we save millions more jobs, or we put these people on unemployment. And I know that a lot of people in South Carolina have unfortunately been having to apply for unemployment, and the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce has been having a major challenge keeping up. If you think just a few months ago, we had the lowest unemployment in the history of our state, and their staff was set up accordingly. So fast forward a few weeks, and they have 100,000, 200,000 claims. They're just backed up, and they are working to get caught up, and it has been very challenging. So we are not abnormal. Every state is the same, and we are going to plus up this PPP loan program because that will save jobs, and it will save people from having to go on the unemployment, and it'll also save businesses. So when we do come out of this, those businesses will be able to reopen and our economy will get back to work.
Yeah. It is just really hard to believe with me this morning, Congressman William Timmons. I was reading an article last night, and it was talking about the number of confirmed cases in South Carolina and the deaths. And it pointed out that we had the first confirmed case in South Carolina on March the 6th. That was just over a month ago. And in some ways, it seems like it was forever ago because so much has happened. But I mean, March the 6th, our lives have changed this drastically in just over a month, Congressman.
It really is unlike anything we've ever experienced, obviously. And, you know, the question becomes, I remember where I was sitting when the director of the CDC said the number 2 million. I remember exactly where I was sitting because we had been hearing that this was not going to be that bad. And then all of a sudden, in a very just, I'll never forget the look on his face.
Right.
2 million was, 1 to 2 million was a number. And everybody in the room said, oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to change. Things are going to have to change. And so now fast forward and they're saying that it's going to be closer to 60,000 to 80,000. So like we now have to adjust. But the question that no one knows is, did the estimate change from 2 million to 60,000 to 80,000 because of the social distancing, because of the quarantines, because of the lockdowns all over the country, or was it just an inappropriate estimate? And the answer is it's probably largely because of our efforts. But when we reopen, are we risking those lives? And that's the challenge that our leaders are going to be facing, because we know we have to get to work because poverty is also a big killer. And
yes.
And, you know, people losing homes and families disintegrating. And I mean, you know, the challenges associated with staying locked down are going to be equal or greater than the challenges associated with reopening. So
sure.
It's the next few weeks can be very important, but all we can do is pray and hope for the best.
Yep. Well, and the good news too, Congressman, that there is a bright spot here. And again, we'll never know if it was because of our response or if this is how it would have played out anyway. But I've got to say that I think that we probably, there was a bit of a knee-jerk reaction there. The good news is things weren't as bad or did not get as bad as some of those models are earlier shown. And an example is the fact that yesterday they announced that in Seattle, that this makeshift hospital that they set up in the where the Seattle Seahawks play their NFL games, you know, there was never a single patient that went to that hospital facility. They're tearing it down now. They're taking it apart again. And you're hearing those types of stories all around the country. And that's good. That's good. But, you know, it also kind of lends you to believe that maybe there was a bit of a overreaction at the same time.
Well, the fact remains that when we reopen, there will be more cases, because when people are in public together again, it's going to grow. But we're going to have to take steps. If you're over 60, if you're predisposed, if you have an underlying health condition, you probably need to maybe stay home for another week or two and wait that out. But
sure.
if you're young and healthy, we got to get back to work, and we're going to get through this together. It's just going to take another couple weeks.
Yes. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good to speak with you. Stay safe, Congressman, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Joey, stay safe. Look forward to next week. Till then, thanks.